welcome and God bless you to this Bible study. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In this Bible study, and it's going to be two parts, this is part one. It's about Romans 11. And Romans 11, I'd have to get into it straight away and read to you from Romans 11, verse 1. I say then, has God cast away his people? And the writer is referring to the Jewish people, the Hebrews, the Israelites, the Jewish, now we know as the Jewish people. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite. This is Paul, the apostle. He's a Jew, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, even of the tribe of Benjamin. He knows exactly which tribe he is from, the 12 tribes of Israel. So this talks about Jacob. This talks about the Israel people, the Jewish people. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. And God bless you all for tuning in. And I appreciate all your encouragements, your thumbs ups, your loves, your likes, your hearts, and your shares. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. And I am teaching on Romans 11 today and tomorrow. And I want you to understand, and I want to remind you again, that when you are not in Israel, you got to remember that the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, the Torah, the Tanakh, and the New Testament are Jewish books. And God has a plan for, and always has had a plan for the Jewish people, and still has a plan for the Jewish people that know not yet Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So it is therefore important that you keep that in mind. We got to understand the Bible from a Jewish perspective, and not forget that. This is not a Western book. Praise the Lord. So the good news is God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What you not, that means, did you not know what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel? But what says the answer? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men. I want to fast forward to this verse here. It's verse 8. According as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And then I fast forward to verse 16. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches holy. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. So we cannot boast against the Jewish people. We just cannot do that. Just because there is a spirit of slumber, just because there is a dispensation of the times of the Gentiles, just because there is another dispensation, known in the scriptures as Jacob's trouble. That is a prophecy for the end times. And of course, when there is a spirit of slumber, when eyes that should not see and ears that should not hear, then it's difficult for them to believe. But God has a plan. That's why there is this dispensation of time when the time of the Gentiles is finished, Jacob's trouble starts. So boast not against the branches. And remember that if the branches are broken off in you being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. If we do not stand with the Jewish people, if we do not understand that we are from the same root, then we are actually coming against the root, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, who has not cast away his people. So the branches, thou wilt say then, verse 19, thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also not spare thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off. And it's very clearly we are being told, do not boast against the branches. There is ultimately the same root. And they also, if they abide, not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Remember? All have sinned and fall short of the goodness of God. All have to repent. And they repent, they can come back in. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, the Jewish people, how much easy for them to be grafted in their own olive tree. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. See, this is a mystery. And the Lord has many mysteries that he explains in the Word of God. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part, only in part, has happened to Israel. Well, there are many Jewish believers, and even Paul, of course, Paul who writes this is a Jewish believer, as he begins to explain in the first verses. Until the fullness of the Gentiles is coming. Do you see? There's that period of time. That's a time period. The fullness of the Gentiles. And for I would not, brethren, so the mystery is you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile comes in, and then there will be no more blindness, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And Jacob stands for the, not for the spiritual Israel, but for natural Israel, which is the 12 tribes and all the descendants of Jacob, the Jewish people. And that's why I stand with Israel, and I always will stand with Israel, and I will always stand with the Jewish people. And here it's even said in verse 27, for this is my covenant unto them, when I will take, and when I shall take away their sins. So I want to leave it there, and I don't want to do too much, too long. And I thank you for tuning in and watching in. This is a very important topic. The more we the more we, I would say, the more we navigate, if you like, for a better word, the more we navigate. God bless you all so much for watching, and I see you too, tuning in. The more we navigate towards the end of times, the more we got to keep our eyes on geographical nation of Israel, and we got to stand with the Jewish people. We got to stand with the Jewish people. And never boast against them. And I want to tell you one more thing. Who else is going to stand with them? The Jewish people have been persecuted from day one. The enemy of our soul is the one that is ultimately against the Jewish people. Remember what I said in the beginning. Every holy scripture was written by a Jewish author, from the Torah, which are the first five books of Moses, all the way to the book of Revelation. So the Torah, the Tanakh, and the New Testament, all the way to the book of Revelation, which was written by Apostle John, another Jew. They all were believers of Jesus Christ, in the New Testament writers. And I want you to remember that the enemy of our soul, the devil, has a real hatred, a terrible hatred for the Jewish people. The Jewish people brought forth the man-child, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. But when God had to come as a man-child to be like us, to take the sin, to take the judgment of sin upon himself, as a human being, of course, again, he came as a Jewish man child. Let's remember that. And that's why the enemy, the devil, Satan, hates the Jewish people with such a vicious hatred. And like I said before, when Apostle Paul instructs us to not boast against the branches, if we as Christian believers, if we as Jewish Christians or non-Jewish Christians, as we as Christians not stand for the Jewish people, then I ask you, who will? And the answer is, not many. So we must stand shoulder to shoulder and let the Lord have his wonderful way. Keep your eyes focused on the nation of Israel. Keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem, and you shall prosper. Okay? So thanks for your thumbs up. Continue to like it. I hope you have learned a lot. I know this was a very short teaching, but I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to pray for more revelation, more understanding, and then do a part two on this. That's it for me for now. I sign off. Please give it a thumbs up again, and or a like. Share it if you like. And remember that I'm praying for you, my friends, and it is a real pleasure to check in with you all. So for me, Evangelist Vincent Bauhaus, I say I love you, and the Lord bless you. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bye, y'all.